Hey, this is Michael Sedini from Eagle Imports and Walk the Talk America.
Hey, this is Michael Woodland of M-W Tactical.
Hey, guys, this is Julie Golub with Team Smith & Wesson, and you're listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast.
From the Ghost Tactical Productions Studio, welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast. And now your host, Trey Miller.
Welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast. Obviously, I am not Trey Miller, but I am your host, Michael Woodland. Trey is not going to be able to host today, but we are going to call this the M-W Tactical Takeover. Before we begin, please go visit www.m-wtactical.com and see the various projects I am a part of with Trey and a few others. And since I am hosting the Armed Citizen Podcast today, I felt it is only fitting for me to conduct an interview of who I see fit. This person is a like-minded, well-rounded, at least I think, friend of mine, and you will enjoy the conversation of this person I'm about to introduce. I want to bring in my buddy, Trey Miller of Ghost Tactical. How you doing today, Trey?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Hey, any day, anytime. You know how we do it. Decided to want to go ahead and interview you since you've interviewed me like twice already, but you asked me questions every Tuesday on your platform. So now I want to bring you on my platform and ask you a couple questions and invite you to fulfill other people's airwaves and earwaves and to pass the good word around that we do every week. Can you tell me about yourself and how you got started with Ghost Tactical?
I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and it's funny because I was never really a gun person prior to that. I grew up in Dallas and was never really around guns a whole lot. You know, I'd shot a 22 here and there with some buddies and stuff on their farms and all that, but I was never a gun guy. I joined the Marine Corps, and during the second phase of boot camp, you go to what they call Grass Week, and you get to shoot the M16A2, and I pulled that trigger for the first time and was like, oh, okay, all right, so I know what this is about now, and I was kind of hooked, and obviously you get out of the Marine Corps and do all that stuff, but, you know, I started competition shooting a few years ago, and I was literally at my range one day, and I had a match that weekend, so I was kind of just shooting, practicing, kind of working on some things for the match, and there happened to be a guy there who was probably in his 30s, and he was kind of watching me practice and do all that stuff, and he was like, man, I've always kind of wanted to do, you know, competition shooting, but how did you get started it? And so I just kind of explained to him how I did it, and he said, you know, you should do a YouTube video on that. I'm like, huh? You know, I watch YouTube, but it never crossed my mind to ever consider doing a video. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a lot of people that probably have the same question that are afraid or embarrassed to ask. So I literally basically did my very first video was June of 2017. Yeah, last June. And I just put my stuff, the gear that I typically use, my range bag, my holster, you know, my gun, my ear pro, my eye pro, all the stuff that I take to a competition, put it up on the bench. And I literally got my cell phone and I was doing it selfie style. It was terrible. It's absolutely god awful. But I just kind of went through the gear and I did a little 4-part series of IDPA for beginners. And from that point on, I was like, people are actually watching this. This is crazy, you know? And then from then it just kind of built, and then we are where we are today.
Of course, you know, since we talk on the regular, you do IDPA, I do USPSA. I used to partake in IDPA, but I found USPSA to be a little bit more enjoyable for me. So
yep.
What drives you more to IDPA versus USPSA or even 3-gun?
You know, the 3-gun is probably, I've said that several times over the last year or so. I think 3-gun might be the next natural evolution into it because I do like, you know, the tactical side of 3-gun when you've got, you know, the carbine, shotgun, and pistol and trying to learn how to use them in kind of close quarter situations and all that. Honestly, I chose IDPA over USPSA because of the concealed carry portion. As you know, a lot of what I do is based around concealed carry and being an everyday warrior out in public. And I like the fact that you have to wear a concealment garment in IDPA in every stage, you start from drawing from concealment. But I don't go to competitions trying to win. I try to look at the IDPA as an aspect of training. And it is a form of training, in my opinion, that I'm working on shooting from behind cover. And you have, cover barriers that you have to stay behind. But you're talking about moving targets. You're talking about non-threat or non-lethal targets. You hit a non-threat target, it's a big mistake. The same thing as hitting a civilian in a everyday shoot. So I enjoy the aspect of using it as training. Now, if I do well and I happen to win, fantastic. Not going to, be upset about that. But my ultimate goal is not to go and try to win and get a trophy or whatever. So I think the biggest thing for me is for IDPA, I use it as training. It's an extension of my training, using a gun that I'm going to be carrying and all of that. So I utilize it that way.
Hey, that's what it is. Like I said, everybody have their reasons. My main reason for getting into USPSA was the bug had bit me when I did my first USPSA match. And after that, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm in this for the long haul. So my goal is to become an A-class shooter this time next year with the hopes of getting on somebody's shooting team.
I have no doubts, but I know how hard you work, so I have no doubts that you're going to be able to do that. I think you'll probably be doing it midway through the year. I really do, depending on how much you get to shoot. But I know that how you shoot. I know how hard you work. So I have no doubts that you'll do that very quickly.
Yeah, like I said, it's a dream. It's a goal. So I'm putting in work for that. So now you do a show every Tuesday called Tactical Tuesday on Ghost Tactical on YouTube. Tell us a little bit about that.
When I started doing YouTube stuff, and I started like in June of 2017, and then maybe about a month or two later, I was putting out a couple more videos, and I was like, oh, I love this. And I have been watching other channels for a long time, and a lot of them go live. And I really love the interaction between the host and the chat and the guests and all of that. So I decided that sounds like fun. I think I'll try that. And my very first guest was a buddy of mine who's actually our county sheriff. And so I had him on the very first Tactical Tuesday. And it was one of those where we asked different questions about law enforcement and about concealed carry. And it's crazy that you go from the first show of having three people watch. And it was a friend of mine from here in town, the sheriff's wife, and then a guy that has now been with me. He's from Wisconsin, but he's watched literally every show pretty much I've ever done. And he just happened to stumble upon me. I don't even know how he got to me. But the interesting thing about Tactical Tuesday is we go over a lot of different topics. Sometimes we get political. Sometimes it's just doing some brackets for fun. But I try to bring Tactical Tuesday in a lighthearted way, but also try to bring a little education and knowledge. And I try to surround myself with like people like yourself and Clover Tech and G-Webs and a couple others that have extensive knowledge from different backgrounds, to where it's not just my point of view that's talking to the people out there. It's everyone's background, everyone's different philosophies on a specific subject. And it's been really, really fun. And I tell you what, it's kind of just blown up in the last year that it's like, wow, I used to have three people. Now I've had over 100 at one time, but most of the time it's usually between 50 and 60 at one time. And I'll hit end, and next thing I'll have 200 people had watched that throughout the whole show. So, and then with replay and then going on the podcast, it's really spreading that message of our culture. And the biggest thing that I'm trying to do out there is tell people that, people that may be anti-gun or may be unsure whether they like guns or not, to try to bring the message to say, hey, we're people that you've known your whole lives. You just didn't know we carried a gun. So why do you think different of us now? If we were friends for the past 5 years and now you find out that I carry a gun every day, that you looked at me differently. We're trying to spread that message of we're just normal law-abiding citizens that just happen to exercise our right to carry a gun every day.
I remember the first time I saw the show and I was like, that would be interesting to do. Then a few days later, I can't remember how we linked up, and you just openly invited me, hey, anytime you want to come on to the show, let's do it. All right. And I came on, and like I said, I liked it because I liked the interaction with the people on the panel and the discussions we had. since you invited me onto your show, in which I thought was just going to be an every now and then process or occurrence. but now it's...
Oh, I got you big time, didn't I?
Yeah, it's like now it's every Tuesday. Now, how has that impacted your show and audience in any way since me coming on? I'll put it like that.
Oh, it's been huge. It really has. And, you know, we joke about it every Tuesday, but there are a group of people that come to my channel and my show, and they're there for you. And I joke about it. You know, I say, oh, I know that you're here for Mike, and it's all good. Hope we learned something, all that. Right. But no, it's been multi-layered. Okay. The first layer is you're bringing people that interact with you and that you know in your personal life or watch your channel, and you're bringing them to me. And hopefully, you know, we spread the message together that, you know, there's one point of view. There's an obvious elephant in the room that truly does, is remarkable, is now it is a diversified panel. And we have people now that you were brought up in a different place, a different background than myself, or Clover or G. You know, G's from Arizona, Clover's from Texas. I'm living in Arkansas, and you're in South Carolina. So we have pretty much the entire country covered in demographics. But you're bringing something not only because you bring a different demographic possibly that comes to my channel, which is great, but I think also it shows that not everyone looks the same. Not everybody sounds the same. Not everybody is the same in this community. And I think that we're trying to show that, you know, a gun guy or gun girl is a gun guy or gun girl. It doesn't matter where you're from, what your background is, who you are, what you believe in. We have a common goal, and that's to spread the gospel of the Second Amendment. I bounce a lot of stuff off of you, and you bounce some stuff off of me, and we become a very good friend. But I think that the cool thing about it is you and I have some really, really long and really deep discussions. And I think that it's really cool that two people that kind of just happen to cross paths through the internet now are working on things together and trying to together move our community in a certain direction. So we obviously look differently. We're obviously, you can't tell on here, but he's very, very tall and I'm very, very short. Two, you know, almost odd couple people that can get along, put our backgrounds aside, talk about things because we have a lot of things in common. And I think that that's what this community as a whole, this country as a whole is missing is, you remember the old Rodney King, why can't we all get along? That's a really good statement because we are proof right here, right now, that two people can have a friendship and a respect-based relationship in business that are completely different in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually sat back one day and said, what we need to do is record some of our conversations and just let people hear.
It'd be good stuff. It would be really good. We talked about some really good stuff, and I don't know if anybody else is interested in it, but I think it'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I think a lot of the stuff we talk about will be eye-openers, but I think majority of the stuff we talk about is like brainstorming that goes from one point to the next point, and it can make great content, you know? Now, segueing to that, let's talk about some of the projects that you have going on with Ghost Tactical.
You know, it's an ongoing process. One of the things I always do is I always try to get to the range and shoot different range videos. And a lot of it is, once again, it's personal defense, home defense, concealed carry type drills to where people can just shoot them whenever they want. I started a little over a year ago now, a project called Drill of the Month. And what I wanted to do was basically catalog different drills, and I try to make them fun. I try to make them to where it's anywhere from 6 to 12 shots, where someone that has a single stack 380 could still do a drill. And if it's 12 shots, then they might have to reload. But once again, that's a skill that they are going to have to learn for their personal defense shooting. So I started this up as a competition to try to entice people to get out there and shoot the drill a month. And they had to submit a video response to them shooting the drill. And then we kind of just picked a winner. And we'd send them some stuff, a sticker and some cool stuff and all that. And it's kind of grown and grown and grown to where people are actually looking forward to the first of the month when we put out that video. And it's been kind of cool for me to try to figure out different drills. And so I've been doing that. And then about a month or so ago, I had a great idea to bring this guy from South Carolina, Michael Woodland, who's an instructor, a competitive shooter, to bring him in and take it to the next level. And so I was really happy when you agreed to come on board, because now what we're trying to do is monthly put out a video for someone to shoot. And then during that video, we're going to break away and you're going to do an instructional side. And I'll let you discuss that if you want to. But the whole purpose of this for me now, there are people out there that either financially can't afford it or don't have the time to go seek out instruction or training from somewhere. And so my goal is now to take Drill of the Month to where now there's a library and a catalog of drills and instruction now that people can go and watch for free on social media. And if they go to the range, then guess what? Mm-hmm. They've got some drills that they can do that might help them, make them more proficient and more comfortable with their firearm, and they don't have to go spend $500 that they don't have.
Right. So I can add on to that. Well, when you came up to me with the proposal of, hey, would you like to do this? And I agreed. The way we talked about it, I don't think it, both of us was like literally talking like this about the same idea. But then when we actually did it and merged the video together, I was like, hey, man, that is spot on right there. And I think we just need to polish up the edges a little bit more. So I think future videos, they're going to get better and better. But it's just the image and the concept of what we put together. I think it's an awesome idea to help those, like you say something and it might not get across to somebody, but then I might say something and it clicks and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that I'm really looking forward to and actually encouraging people to go do it and see the different videos that come in behind it. What I've yet to do, I'm going to do it. So by the time this comes out, the drill of the month for December is going to be on the M-W Tactical channel. You know, so I'm just going to copy it and share it on there. And I thought I did it already, but what I did was I shared the link on Instagram and I had too much going on and it just went over my head, you know. So that's
we're both pretty busy right now, which is a good thing.
Oh yeah, busy is good.
Oh yeah.
All right, so what other projects you have going on?
Yeah, man, you know we're busy and I know you're busy too, but I'm really, really excited about this big project, and obviously you are 100% right there. It's hand in hand. We got a project that I think that people are really going to be excited about, and I think that you're probably going to see a theme here. My whole theme of my channel and my mission is concealed carry, being proficient with your firearms, receive training, go get instruction. So I had this idea about 2 or 3 months ago. And I was talking with G-Webs about it. I said, you know, I'd really like to go get some training and document it from a lot of different places. And he was like, that'd be kind of cool. And I think that you and I were talking, and I was like, let's do this. Like, it was kind of like a pipe dream. Like, it's an idea. And then you're like, yeah, let's do this. And I was like, are you serious? You want to do this with me? You're like, yes, let's do this. And so it kind of went from an idea to all of a sudden the last, 2 or 3 weeks, it's turned into this project that I never really thought was going to happen. It was one of those things, I'd like to do this one day. And then you just said, let's do it. There's no better time than now to do it. And I said, okay, I guess we're doing this. And and so we came up with a name for it, and it's called Operation Training Day. And I'm really going to be proud of this project. I think this is something that's never been done before. And you and I are spending a lot of time on the marketing side of things. We're trying to figure out the logistics side of things. Everything, it's a two-man show. And we're bringing in some people that might be able to help us in certain areas, but it's a two-man show that we're really trying to change the way that people look at training. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of it is we're going to try to go train with the best instructors in the country for a year. And we're going to document it with cameras. We're going to do everything we can to show the ins and outs and the whole experience of each instructor and their school and their class, and bring that to the public, because there are a lot of people out there that may be interested in training, but are a little worried that they're not good enough to go to training, or they're wanting to go to training, may not have a lot of money to train, or they have a lot of money to train, but they don't know who to go to. There's so many different facets of this that we're going to help. But we're going to try to bring all of that and encompass the entire lifestyle and experience of training to people, to sit there and say, no matter if you've got $50 or $5,000 or $1,000 to go for training, we're going to go ahead and give you a list and a review of some really good instructors out there that might be worth your time of going to, and talk about different types of classes. Because not everything's a pistol. There are rifle classes. There are long range classes. There are combative classes. There are medical classes. There are non-lethal classes. And all of these different instructors really kind of, for lack of a better term, they specialize in different styles. And they have different teaching styles and all of that. So the whole idea of this project is to bring the top instructors in America to the public that may not know much about them, give them our perspective and our recommendation or not recommendation of what their classes are about, so that maybe helps them to decide whether they want to go to training. And if they do, where should they go? So it's going to be unbiased. It's going to be reviews of these schools, these instructors, the whole experience, that it may not always be the most positive thing, but that's part of it, is we have to bring the true experience to the people so that they might be willing or not willing to go to an instructor.
Hey, that's it right there. That sums it up. I'm looking forward to this project, and I think it's going to be epic. I think it's going to be epic. You know, so once we figure it all out, and the people that already said they're on board, once we hash out the details and run with it, I think it's going to be something large, very large.
I think it's, you know, when we talk about this, we literally are trying to do something that's never been done before. And that's scary, because you don't know what the end product's going to be. But I think that, like you said, it could be very, very epic. I mean, within 5-10 minutes of us even announcing it, we already had instructors contacting us. Hey, I'm in. Anything you want, boom, you're good to go. And so these are people that are, you know, at the tip of the iceberg of instructors. We're talking top 2, 3, 4, 5 in the world are saying, let's do this. So it is exciting. Now we just got to make sure we don't screw this up.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Trey. So let me ask you something you always ask everyone. What does being an armed citizen mean to you?
Man, it means so many different things on so many different levels. But in the basics of it is being an armed citizen is really one of those that it's a responsibility that we take. And, you know, when you think about being an armed citizen, you're not just protecting your life or your loved ones. You're protecting innocent bystanders and civilians that can't protect themselves. We're at the front line of protection from evil. And I think that a lot of that is a mindset. I think a lot of it is you have to be willing and able to put yourself in the way of harm to protect people that you love and people that you don't even know. But just something that you have to have that mindset of being a defender and a protector, almost like a shepherd. But it also means that in order to do that, you have to be prepared both mentally and physically at all times. And it's whether that's training or practicing or just dry firing or shooting, you need to do something every single day of your life to make sure that you're proficient enough and you're ready just in case that worst case scenario ever pops up in real world scenarios. Because, you know, we can sit there and say that we're ready for something like that, but none of us know. You know, none of us know until we're at that grocery store, we're at that gas station, or something, someone breaks into our house. We like to think we're prepared, but we never know until that happens. So the armed citizen just means that you're willing to put your life into danger to protect people that can't protect themselves.
Gotcha. What is your social media for those who want to follow you and support the projects that you have going on?
Man, we're pretty much everywhere that allows us to be on there, to be honest with you. Obviously, YouTube. We're on Facebook, Instagram, GunStreamer. If you guys aren't on GunStreamer, it's a wonderful pro gun, pro Second Amendment platform. Gunchannels.com. The podcast, the Armed Citizen Podcast, is on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, all the places. And I guess the easiest way to go find, if you're wanting to go find where we are, just go to our website, which is www.ghosttacticalproductions.com. And if you scroll down, it'll give you links to literally every social media platform that we're involved in. But, you know, no matter what you listen to or what you watch, where you go, we have a presence there.
That's it. Do you have any last minute comments you want to make before we depart off and hit the range or hit a book or whatever else we want to do?
Really just get out there and shoot. I want, you know, my biggest thing is get out there and train often, train safely, be proficient with your firearms, and really just try to be that warrior out there that's there to protect yourself, your family, and anyone else out there. If you take that responsibility, then this world will be a lot better. But man, really just thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast. To check out our full lineup of pro-gun media content, including our product reviews, live shows, and other Second Amendment activity, please check out our website, www.ghosttacticalproductions.com.